fourth parak of Kedushin, Mishnah Yudalit, the 14th and last Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Layir Ravik Behemer, a person, a male who is a single, should not be involved in shepherding animals. And these are all things that we don't want to leave him by himself. With the animals, maybe something's going to, he's going to do improper things with the animals. Yishnu shnei ravakim b'talas echad. You shouldn't have two males sleeping unclothed under one sheet. Chachomim matirim. The Chachomim say the Klal Yisrael are not choshed to have relations with animals or with other males, and therefore we don't have to be concerned about these things. And that's the halacha. Kol she'iskum manoshim lo yistiachid manoshim. A person who is a type of work that he sells them garments or perfumes or whatever it may be, should not be misyachid with them. Even though he needs it for his parnasa, they didn't give him heter to do the tzarich his parnasa. And the ma'ase yichid is also. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Lo yistiachid im hanoshim v'lo yilmad odom ez v'noy umnes bein hanoshim. A person should not train his son for a trade that will have to be constantly with women. Kol Shabbat gives a person parnasa, he doesn't have to feel a necessity Davka pick a trade which has extra challenges in his ruchnis. A person that should always teach his son easy and clean parnasa. In other words, not something that's overly taxing physically, and something also which is naki from all these type of shoshes. The way a person is successful in business or parnasa is he does a clean work and he's mispalat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shein umnes, shein bayanis vashiris. There's no umnes. You can have a person selling nails and he'll be a multi-millionaire. And on the other hand, you could have people that are in the same illness that are aniyim. You could have doctors and lawyers that are penniless. Shaloi aniyas mina umnes v'loi ashiyas mina umnes. The trade is not what makes a person wealthy or not. Elakol l'fi zchusoi. Person has a zchus. He has aniyas and or ashiyas. Sometimes because of a zchus he has ashiyas. Sometimes because of a zchus he has aniyas. You can't even improve from his aniyas ashiyas. If it's a schus or it's a punishment, it depends if he's really being Ovid Hashem. Rabbi Shimon ben Alot Eliezer Oimer, Reisem Yemecho Chayev Oif Sheyishlam Umnes. Did you ever see an animal or a bird that has some type of trade? They mispanasim shalom b'sar. They manage to live without having to work within comfort. All these animals were created just to serve mankind. Mankind was created, Klaiso was created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In addition, Spanish a little bit sad, so surely if I'm the tachlis purpose of entire creation, I should have an easier time than them. I did not behave properly, and that caused me to lose my panosa. So that's part of our nature, human nature, that because we are humanity is not natural tzaddikim with it. You know, we have to be involved in parnasa, keep ourselves in line. Abba Gurion ish sadion oimer nishum Abba Gurion. He says, "La'yumad adam es benoy chamar." You should not train your son to be a donkey driver, v'lo gamal, and not a camel driver. Yeah, or sapar. You shouldn't train him. To be a sapar means a barber, and the Gemara, the Gios is somebody that makes pottery and travels from city to city. These are people that have to do a lot of traveling. Or Safan is a sailor, Roya is a shepherd, Chenveni is the shopkeeper, Shum Nosan, Umnes Listim. That these are different umnias which very often have the sameness of the person cheating the other person and stealing because he's by himself, or it's hard to reckon all the cheshbonos with him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmoy. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of the previous Tana, Chamorim Ruben Rishoyim. These donkey drivers, most of them are Rishoyim because they take from the produce that they're delivering or to stealing. Kabbalim Reuven Ksheirim. One side, the camel drivers are generally Ksheirim because they go on these long trips in the deserts where there's a lot of pachad and they have to have built up their amunah. Hasafanim Reuven Chasidim, the ones in the boat are even Chasidim because they're even a more frightful situation. In those days, you went on a trans ocean trip, very often didn't come back. The best of the doctors go to Gehenna. What do you mean? Because sometimes they overly rely on their expertise and they kill people. If he's Yoshemayim, he'll get a tremendous schar. But Chazal is just telling a person you shouldn't rely on the fact that you're a roifei, that you're a good person, everybody looks up to you, you're tzaddik, you can end up in Gehenna. The kosher of the butchers is a shutuf, he's a partner of Amolek, and constantly slaughtering animals could create a certain amount of nida achzorius in the person, a lack of sensitivity. Once again, it doesn't mean that it's an usur to do these things, but a person has to be on watch if he's doing that things to be mechazik himself in the nida of rachmonis. I leave out all the other trades in the world and I teach my son only Torah. If you learn Torah, the financial support you have in this world will not come off the credit of your Olam Haba. Hashem will take care of that so that you should be able to continue learning. The Shrak alumnus ain't okay. Other alumnus is not like that. If you work for something, you work for it. If a person gets old or unhealthy or has pains that he can't work, he dies from hunger. Doesn't mean literally dies from hunger, but he has no means of support. And I heard from the Rosh Hashiva, the Pillel Zaks, to explain this, that even if he ends up having money for his whole life, but he doesn't really deserve it, because technically when you work, you deserve what you pay, what you get, and afterwards you don't. If he will get afterwards, it will be on. If he's not learning Torah, then it'll be off his cheshbon of Olam Haba. But Havel Torah ain't okay. Torah is not like that. Elam Hashmalti Mikol Rabbi Nerusa. When he's younger, it protects him from all evil. And recently, Achilus V'Tikvah B'Zichnusa, and also gives him a hope and takes care of him when he's older, which will, as we said, not in the cheshbon of Olam Haba. Benusa Mayoim Koyv Hashem Yechlifu Koyach. The people that turn to Hashem will have renewed strengths. Zichnusa Mayoim Od Yenu M'Seiv. Continue talking in Torah even when he's old. Avram Avinu Olam Hashalom, Avram Zokin, Hashem Berech Avram Bakol. Hashem was old, and still Hashem created, blessed him with everything. Yeah, Amatzina Shas Avram Avinu is called Torah Kula. Actually, Nitna Torah Shenema. Avram Avinu got these brachas also because he was Mekayim Kol Torah. Like it says, Eker Sheshemata Avram Bekoili, Ayishma Mishmalta Mitzvosech Ukoisi Vitayrosei. Hashem listened to the voice of Hashem, which is the Torah, and he watched the Mishmeres, the Loisaseis, and the Mitzvaseis, and the Chukos, and all the direction that the Torah gives us to live our lives. We have in Zeicha now to finish Maseches Kedushin, and also Seder Noshem B'Siyata D'Shemayah.